Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Hey Seif Aleph. Simen Resh Hey Birchos Yerokos, the brachos on vegetables. Seif Aleph. Al ha-yerokos mevarech barei pri ha-adama vafilu bishlam. The bracha on vegetables is barei pri ha-adama even when cooked. V'chein kol peros v'kitnios she-toivim chayim umuvashalim. This is true of all fruits and beans that are good to eat, whether raw or cooked. Mevarech aleim la'achar bishulam kivirchasam haro'uyo lehem kodem she-bishal. We make a bracha on them when they're cooked, the same as the bracha when they weren't cooked, whether it's ha'etz or ha'adama. If they're good both raw and cooked, we make the same bracha either way. Ava, but there are things like kara, pumpkin or similar, silka, beets, akruv, cabbage, kiyotzbem, or things like that. She'tovim uvushom yosem echayim. They are better when they are cooked than when they are fresh. Kishahem chayim, then if you eat them without cooking them, mevarech shahakol. The bracha would be shahakol. Walacha bishulam, only once they're cooked, the bracha is barei pri adama. V'tumi, perish shumim. Tumi refers to garlic. V'charti, perish port balaz, refers to leek. Kishem chayim, when they are raw, barei pri adama. Lacha shebishlam, if they're cooked, shahakol. The Rama says, the mikshavi nishtana legriyu, so we consider it a downgrade when you cook it. Vafilu bishlam imbasav v'ishtabchu, even if you cooked it with meat, and it actually tastes good or better. Ein ha-shevach mitzad atzman, it's not that they themselves taste better. Elamachmas ha-basar shabem, it's only because of the meat flavor that it tastes better, and therefore the bracha shahakol. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph. Vegetables are berei pri adama, even when cooked, vafilu bishlam. This is referring to vegetables that are fine to eat when they are fresh or when they are cooked. It's like the Shulchan Aruch concludes when he mentions fruits and beans. The same is true of the vegetables. If they are just as good cooked as fresh, then he makes the Barei Pri Adama either way. Sifkan Beis, the kitnios. Now he says fruits and kitnios that are good, fresh or cooked. So the Mishnah Berurah says v'dafka she'oichlim be'oidim lachim. These are only good fresh if they're moist. Aval kitnios u'poilin yevashin. But when beans dry, ein darkon shel be'oidim la'ochlin chayin. No one eats it fresh. Al mevushalim, only cooked. Lefika che'oichlin chayin. So if you eat it when it's not cooked. Look back at some Mishdalot. So when the Mechaber says that kitnios are good, fresh or cooked, and you make a Barei Pri Adama, they're only good fresh if they are still moist, they haven't dried yet. So you can eat peas and some green beans and things like that without cooking them if they haven't dried. But dried beans you cannot eat without cooking them, and there would be shahakol without cooking them. If you take a look in Ber Halocha, before you go further, on this kitnius, this line of kitnius, where Mechaber says, fresh or cooked, they're both pri adama. So the Ber Halocha says like this, Kaseh be'emek bracha, the Sefik emek bracha writes, kitnios u'poilin sha'ochlin k'shehem lachin. If you eat kitnios and beans when they're still moist, we call it arbis shutin. Bein chai, whether it's raw, bein ma'ushun, whether it's smoked, what's low meaning to say serufin kitsas ba'ushun, maybe it's a little roasted. V'koyinoson, we call them gebrenta arbis, or osun kitnius from avash lamayim, or the kitnius that we cook in water. Bein sha'ochinoson toch ha'marok, whether we eat it in the broth, sha'koyinoson, we call it arbis soup. Even if it gets soft and mushy, or maybe you drain off the liquid and eat it without the liquid. They would strain out the water, the hot water, and then you spice it up with salt and pepper. Then you eat it like it is, almost like a dessert. It's what we call arbis. You cook it up, you spill out the water, you add some spices. Oh, osan she'enu v'vushal mayin kol, or perhaps you have some that aren't even cooked in water at all. rocking the evasion, whether we wait till they dry, then showing us some b'mayim karim, you soak it in cold water, achen narshu hazagin shalahem, peels come off, v'achach lochin osam b'hamayim, you take it out of the water, u'ba'od shalach luchas shalmayim aleihem, and while they're still moist, nosin osam al hamachto shalagacholim, you put it on a hot pan on the coals, v'hamachto nekuv v'nekom dakim, in this perforated pan, so you're basically roasting them on this fire without liquid. Al kulan, on all these varieties, mavarch bar piadama. It has been improved. So there are many different ways to prepare beans. And if it tastes good and it's soft to eat, the bar is going to be bar piadama, whether it's cooked with the water, whether it's without the water, whether it's roasted. Moist before it dries, all of these ways of preparing beans are considered normal improvements, and you would make a bar piadama. Mishnaburis of Kon Gimel. Yoser Mechayim. There are some vegetables that do not taste good when they are raw. They taste good when they're cooked, but not when they're raw. And those are shahakol when they are raw, and hadama when they're cooked. Miloshin Zemashma, from the language of Shulchan Aruch, it's implied the Af Kesheim Tovim Chaim Gamkin, even if it would be good when it is raw, Kivin Shem Yosef Tovim Kesheim Uvishal, but if they are better when they are cooked, Mevarach Shahakol, the Bracha Shahakol when it's raw. Umikamokum Derech Rov Bnei Odom Leochem Gamkin Kesheim Chaim, but if it's normal for people in that place to eat them when they are raw, you would still stay a bar piadama. So even if it is better cooked than raw, but if people are normally eating it raw, then you make the bar piadama either way. So when you take the pumpkin and the beets, it tastes better when you cook it. It doesn't have to be cooked. It could be put in a brine or salted. And people will eat it like that without cooking it. Mevarech bar piadama, the bracha is bar piadama. Well, the fees are according to this. Masha koirin kroit, so we call it kroit, it's cabbage. And the Mechaber says cabbage is shahakal when it's raw, and it's hadam when it's cooked. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we take kraut, take cabbage, kisha kavashon v'nasa chamutzim, and we make it sour. We call it sauerkraut. What's the Korean food? Kimchi, is that they call it? Right? So we'll make a bar piadama on the sauerkraut, even though it wasn't cooked, because it's been soaked in this brine, and that's how it's improved. Avol imlo kevashan, but if it wasn't put in the brine, for ochlan chayin, and you ate it raw, the bracha shahakel. So straight from the Shulchan Aruch, kolsa obi shahakel. Now we make adama kolsa. So the notes point out that our varieties of cabbage that is suitable to be eaten raw, we do make a bar piadama. So there are varieties that we're not familiar with. The variety that the Mishnah was talking about was not fit to be eaten raw. It was only eaten cooked or brined or whatever. Our cabbage, we do eat raw. So our cabbage would make a bar piadama, even if it's raw. So again, if the cabbage was eaten raw, the Mishnah Berurah says the Bracha Shahakol on his variety, Mivushalin, if it's cooked, Bar Piadama. Once you cook, it's Bar Piadama. Salatin, Ma'oyev and Shen Rechomitz, you have salad, leafy vegetables, lettuce, and you put a dressing, oil, vinegar. The Bracha is Bar Piadama, Af Bechayin, the Bracha is Bar Piadama, even though it is raw. The Kol Zeh Kishlo Achlam Turchasu, now this is if you're eating these things and it's not during a meal. If you ate your salad with meat, the basar becomes the ikker, and the meat is, the meat is the ikker, and the lettuce is the tafel. Now, we have salads where clearly the lettuce is the ikker, and the strips of meat are not. Exactly. So again, they were not eating this lettuce by itself. It was probably more bitter. It didn't taste as good. Ours is much more sweet, and it's cultivated to be eaten the way they are. And therefore, our salads for sure are adama. The lettuce is adama straight up. And if you throw in some strips of chicken or some strips of meat, still that will be the tafel. That will be the secondary. Mishnah Berurah sif katan hay kishem chayin barei pri adama. Garlic and leek, when they are fresh, it's barei pri adama. When they're cooked, they're shahakel. Kasu achron, Mishnah Berurah clarifies the achronim right. The dafka b'shumim rakim. This is only true of soft garlic. Does derech b'nei adam la'ochel chayim? Then people eat it straight up without cooking it. But once the garlic ages and matures, they're very sharp. You can't eat it fresh without bread. If you ate it plain, the bracha shahakol. Similarly, when it comes to onions, same halacha. If they're still young and soft, you can make a bar pi adama. Once it gets older and sharp, it's shahakol. If you look at Shai Tshuva, he's inclined to say that filu rakim, even the soft onion, ainim mevarach bar piyadama. You shouldn't make a bar piyadama. Rak b'medina is shederech laachlan rakim will pass only in those countries where they would eat it by itself without bread. Avol b'medina seinu, but in our land, shelo oylam in derech bnei adam lechol shumin ubitzalim chayim. No one eats fresh onions or garlic. Af kashem rakim, even when they're soft, below pass unless you have bread with it. So then, Eim Avarach Aleim El Shahakol, the Bracha by themselves will be Shahakol. V'chem Itzadi B'Nishmas Odom Avarach Shahakol, Nishmas Odom writes this as well, that we would make Shahakol on garlic and onion. V'ayin Shem Od B'Shai Tshuva Shekhazi, if you look further in Shai Tshuva, he writes, Dibim U'Vusholem, if you cook it, Bein Shumin U'Bitzalim Rakim U'Bein Kesheskinu, whether it's garlic and onion that are young and soft or older and sharp, when you cook it, the bracha is shahakol. V'afilu bishlam in basar, even if you cook it with meat, the bracha is shahakol. Sifkan vav din mishchashve nishtanu ligreyusa. The Rama says if you cook the garlic, it's downgraded to shahakol because it gets ruined. Umash b'achroinim duhu adin b'bitzalm v'sham. The implication is the same is true with cooked onions. That it's a downgrade. The same is true with other vegetables called zerzich and tron. It would seem that the onion is shahakal when it's cooked, if it's cooked in water like normal. But there is a food where you take onions by themselves. They're basically sauteed by themselves, no water. And you sit them on the flame until they start to shrink and they change color. We say they caramelize and it becomes very good. At that point, you can make a bar pi adama. Because by leaving them on the flame for so long, they become improved and the bracha is going to be bar pi adama. Even if you cook it with meat, it's still shahakol because it's the meat that makes it taste good and not the actual garlic or onion. If you look at the achronim, they write, if you cook vegetables with meat, or you fry them up in oil, your intent is certainly to eat the vegetables with the meat. The vegetables is your goal. Then you certainly make a bar pi adama. Even though if you cook it without meat, it would be a downgrade. In this case, it wasn't downgraded. In this case, it's different. Because the garlic is not there for itself. It's only there to give flavor to the meat. But incidentally, it gets flavor from the meat and it tastes better. Therefore, you make the bracha like the meat. So again, the Rama says, if you cook garlic with meat, it's downgraded and you make shahakol. And even though it has a good flavor from the meat, that's not what it's about. So Mishnah Berurah is making a distinction. If the garlic is there to enhance the meat, then either the garlic might taste good, it makes no difference, the garlic still shahakol. But if my intent is to eat the vegetable and to eat the meat, and because it's with meat, the vegetable tastes better, I will make a bar pi adama on the vegetable. Because the vegetable is what I want to eat. It's not there to improve the meat, it's there for itself. it happens to be that with the meat it tastes good, without the meat it wouldn't. But because with the meat it tastes good, I make the bear pi adam, the vegetable. Ulefize, according to this, imtigain bitsolun bishemen, obechema, kdila hashbichon. If I were to fry onions in oil or butter to make them better, because when you fry up onions, they're better. So that is the ik, you want the onions. This is true of any case. Again, when you make the onions with the meat, maybe the onions are there to flavor the meat. So that even though the onions taste good, the onions still shahakal. But if I'm just frying up onions by themselves, my intent is for the onions. So then, since it tastes good when it's fried up, it's adama. So it comes out that onions that are sautéed and fried are adama. Onions that are raw are shahakal. Onions that are cooked like in chicken soup are also going to be shahakal. It's there to flavor the soup. And even though it tastes better, it's still cooked. He says cooked onions should be shahakal.
If you take the onions from the soup and make an onion dish with it, then...
The onions are shahakal. They're still shahakal. It's cooked, it wasn't fried, and it was there to enhance the soup. Now, if I make an onion soup, and usually you make the onion soup by frying onions first, then the onion soup is adama. Then the onion soup is adama. Because the fried onion is adama, and that's the ikker. If you make onion soup by cooking the onions, you never fry them, it could be the whole thing shahakal. But if I begin by frying, so usually you saute the onions first, and then you add the water and cook it up, the bracha on that onion soup is going to be adama.